Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Let's go to JC. I said we would get to him. 615-737-1025 is our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. He would like to weigh in on the tiebreaker idea. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Maybe the general rule as well. I enjoy soccer, and once you learn how to watch it, it's a whole lot better. But I'd like to see maybe if you had an overtime period where they eliminated offsides. You talk about opening that game up, or just a regular game. If once the ball comes over midfield, then offsides is off. I think that would really be an interesting twist to soccer I'd like to see experimented with at some point in time. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, thank you.
So shout out to John Freeman of our NSC broadcast and Nick Barnowski of the Nashville Predators, because they both text me at the same time. And told me that I need to go YouTube the old shootout rules that the MLS used to have, because I'm learning still. And so I did, and they basically, it was like a 30-35 yard breakaway and then a shot on net is essentially what it was, and they got rid of it, as was explained to me, because of what the caller said, that it wasn't a world rule. It was considered an MLS gimmicky type rule. And so that's why they got rid of it. But they're kind of fun to watch. I just pulled it up on YouTube.
Well, honestly, if you want to go way back, when I was a kid living in New York, the New York Cosmos were a big thing. Pelé played for them at the very end of his career. They had some worldwide stars. And there was not a salary cap. So the Cosmos had a payroll that was a little bit different than the Tampa Bay Rowdies. But one year, the championship game at Giant Stadium, and there was like 75,000 people there, was the Cosmos against Vancouver. And Vancouver was not nearly the talent. But, in soccer, if you have a good defensive team, you can hang in there. And the game went to exactly what you're talking about, Chase. Those were the rules. It was a one-on-one. Right. Where it was a breakaway, right? Yep. You tried to score one-on-one on the goalie. And Vancouver won the game. I was at the game. And you want to talk about some disappointment, right? It was 75,000 fans going home. Like, we just lost on that goofy rule. That's not how, that is one thing. Like, in a championship game, like, think about a World Cup final. Should they just keep playing until somebody scores? And not ever go. I'm talking about for the championship.
That's
the one thing.
Is
regular season as opposed to the championship.
Look, they end their biggest stage in the world with that. So
I've always wondered that for the World Cup. Why do that?
I just showed some of these on our stream. If you're watching,
pull up. I want to say it was 1978 or 79. Chase 70 NASL, North American Soccer League, Cosmos final. See if that comes up. I was sitting in the end zone as it was coming towards me. Heartbreak City for the Cosmos.
Well, I got Pele's debut. You said versus the Rowdies?
No, it would be a Vancouver Whitecaps.
Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you're up next on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What's up?
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. This has already been mentioned, I apologize, but I always thought for the NFL, for overtime, something that would be really cool would be have the kickers line up and start at maybe the 20 or 25 and just do field goals back and forth. Either have your snapper and holder, or just have the whole, both teams out there trying to block or whatever. I always thought that would be a really cool idea, so I'll jump off here.
That's
just as a last resort. You play your overtime, it's tied, so instead of having a tie, the equivalent of a shootout would be that, a field goal kicking contest.
But then you're going to put even more. Think about the kicker job to begin with. Like, all the pressure that's on them already and how they come and go and people blame them for. And now you're going to put even more responsibility on the kicker?
Well, and this is the other part.
Winning or losing games because of that?
And it's gimmicky, and that's what I want to avoid.
Teams might start drafting kickers then.
They may.
It's gimmicky, but
they would.
Is it that much more gimmicky than, what would you say?
But
Chase?
See, that's my
playing?
Point. Well, yeah.
Because the argument is that the players are physically exhausted after a certain point, and you don't want to risk further injury. There's time windows of TV.
Sure.
And so if you keep going, you know, you're putting some people at risk there. Now, the field goal kicking thing is because there's only 16 games, now 17, but that's a big swing. Instead of a tie, you're winning and losing a game based on your field goal kicker when there's so few games. Like, when there's 82 games or 82 for hockey, you know, it should even itself out.
Sure.
Right? There's a little more time to recover from that. But football, one game that goes to overtime that's decided with the quote-unquote gimmick, that's a big, big swing.
Well, how do you feel about the college overtime rule? If you applied that in theory to the NFL, but maybe they start, let's see, college, what, is on the 20 now or 25? I know they changed it. So if you start on the 40.
Do the stats count?
Ooh, that's a good question.
So Derrick Henry that's in a five overtime game gets 200 extra yards, and now he shattered the record. See, these are
they
the things
count,
that
they count now with
in,
what
in
they
college
do.
They do. So you could have, hey, a guy threw 10 touchdown passes in a game or whatever
it
is.
That's interesting. Well, and I also never, you know, why not play the full quarter? I don't like the 10-minute because theoretically
the 10 minutes
could,
is increased
you could
the keep, chances you, of a tie. I don't know why they don't just go ahead
right,
and play
the 15. Right, because you could keep the ball for 10 minutes and you could play for a tie. So I don't know. There's no, like I said, there's no perfect answer. But I would say if they insist you play a 10-minute overtime sudden death, you do that, then you go to the college rule until you have a winner. And stats don't count.
Because the kickers have gotten so good, it's one of the reasons why they went to the current system where they want to give each team a chance with the ball and not end the game on a possession where the first team that gets the ball gets the field goal, right? Because that's what was happening a lot. Whoever won the coin toss, all you had to do is get it to about the 35 or in. And if you got a good field goal kicker, the game was ending without the other team having possession a lot. But because they have this rule now where if you hold them to a field goal, you get the ball, you've increased the chances that there'll be a tie, especially now that you're going 10 minutes instead of 15.
Let's go back to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
People like this.
Jeff, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I have always believed that the 3-2-1 solution for hockey is so commonsensical. I can't believe that it wasn't this way from the beginning. If you think about it, I mean, it satisfies all criteria. The 3-point, it rewards winning in regulation. And for the crowd, and I happen to be one of them, that believes that you should get something for not losing in regulation and making it to overtime / shootout, you get that point. So that side satisfies that. To me, it's just, I have always thought that it should have been that way. And frankly, I don't know why it hasn't been. That's all I got.
Well, thanks. I was going to say, keep talking. You may talk me into this. The more he was selling that with conviction. I like it.
So what he's saying is for a regulation win in hockey, you get 3 points. If you win in overtime, you get 2 points, and you lose, you still get the 1 point. Is that?
Yep.
Yes. It's just 2-1 in overtime.
There's 3 points.
Winner's going
to
get two,
game.
Loser's going to get one.
Right.
3 points for a regulation win.
Instead of the 3-point game. Yeah. I mean, they're all 3-point games.
I just need to see more data. Like, I need to see, like, how, where is the list of all the teams and how many times they went to overtime this year? I would like to see, is there a big gap between certain teams? Is it all just a jumbled mess
every year
and it's right there?
Gap.
Because if it's all right there and everybody's doing about the same, everybody's between like 15 and 19 overtime games this year, then what's the point? But I'd like to know. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to know who's playing, like what is the number of who's playing the most, who's playing the least? And what does it look like in between? Do they have that out there?
Sure.
Where you can look at all the overtime
sure, they've
and
done
shootouts.
They've done this before when they've looked at it. Do you have any idea
what is the gap from the team that's, you know, winning in regulation to the team that's or the one that's been in the overtime and shootouts the most and who's been the least and what does it look like in between? Do you have any idea what that gap is? Is it a lot or a little?
I don't know. I guess I don't completely understand what you're asking.
is one is somebody is there a team right now that's gone the fewest amount of times to overtime in a shootout? Let's say it's, for the sake of this conversation, it's 5 times.
Okay.
The team that's gone to overtimes and shootouts the most is 25 times.
And so you're asking what the gap is, like,
well,
from the
okay, let's
right,
just say shootouts.
Right. So that is an opportunity for 20 more. You see what I mean? Like, that's
yeah. Okay.
So well, what if those? Example, and what if they're really good? The one that's only gone 5 times. Think about how many more 3-point games that is.
Sure.
You're talking about. Are we going to have? The point is there going to be runaway division winners because of that? I mean, do people just run away with divisions because of that? I don't know. I'm just simply asking.
I'm trying to see if I can find that data.
Because the point that started all this was Dallas, it's what's going to bite them is all of their losses. Like, they have the league's most losses in overtime.
And yet, it could have been their best friend if they were doing better.
Yes, that's exactly my point. But if they would have turned those into wins, it could be complete opposite. They could be the team in the playoffs instead of the team that's probably going to miss the playoffs.
But that's why some people would argue that the regulation win should be more valuable, because there is a benefit from just getting the game to overtime. You come away with no worse than a point. So if you play a bunch of 0-0 games or 1-1 games, just by playing defensively, more of your games are likely to go to overtime. And then if you happen to be good at overtime, you could get into the playoffs without really having dominated very much. Whereas if you play a lot of games that are, you know, obviously there's a reward for being dominant, but if you happen to play more high-scoring games, you know, if the score is 4-3 one night, 6-4 the other night, there's going to be less of those games that go to overtime.
So I'm looking at, let's see, it looks like Colorado is the most regulation wins in the league this year. So Colorado has the most.
Yeah, Colorado has only had one shootout the whole game. The whole season.
They've got 30 regulation wins, and let me find who has the least. It looks like Anaheim and Buffalo have the least, 11.
Right. They don't have a lot of wins, period.
Right. So that, but it doesn't, right, it doesn't truly, because you don't know, right, how much, okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, but that gap is 30 to 11.
Okay, let's take the Florida Panthers. The Panthers have had a lot of games have gone to overtime. They have,
but they only have 5 losses.
They only have 24 regulation wins.
They've got 35.
They've
wins.
Got 10 that have gone. So they have 14 overtime losses. But if I've got this right, they've got 10 overtime wins. Isn't that right? That's a lot of games have gone to OT.
11, wouldn't it? What you just said, is that 11 or 10? Is that right?
11. I think you're right. I think they've won 11 and lost 14. No, that's not right.
That can't
They've
be
lost
right.
5. They've lost 5.
They've lost 5.
So they're 11 and 5 in overtime, if I've got that right.
So the number is 6, but they've been there 6. The point is they've been there 16 times, right?
That's a lot of games.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm trying to figure out, is how many times people are going and how many times they're not. Like, that's what you need to know, because I'm just trying to figure out, is somebody who's really good at winning games in regulation, and even if you are really successful, like the Predators in overtime and shit, which does serve you well, but guess what? There's still going to be a pretty big gap if somebody does a whole lot of winning in regulation. And I'm just trying to figure out, would the divisions look a lot different, and possibly look different in a way of, does somebody just completely run away and it's boring, right? Does it turn into boring races? I don't know.
Yeah, and that would be really something good, that you don't want to.
Right, you don't want happen, boring obviously. Races, right? You don't want that.
Like the, you know, that was one thing with, and I know this is obviously different, but that was one thing with NASCAR, why they finally changed their point system, because the championship, a lot
boring.
Of times, would get, yeah, it would be decided.
It was over. I mean, the Matt Kenseth, that's what changed it.
Right.
Matt Kenseth changed the rule.
And even then, when they the initial concept of the chase, it wasn't perfect because you weren't rewarding for wins. And that was the big thing of, why aren't you getting, you know, what why doesn't a win count for more? And so they finally did that. And so now, like, you win a race, you're in the playoffs. And I love that system because, yes, you're going to have, you know, guys that may luck up and win one at Daytona or Talladega, but they get taken care of pretty quick. So it's still just like a, you know, a bad team or in a bad division, i.e. the NFC East. Like, they still got in, but, you know, you take care of it. Mm-hmm. So I like what they do now with their point system. But and am I correct in saying a texter, Seth, said this, the international hockey point system is 3 points? Is that right for a win?
I think so. Like, for example, the World Junior Championships.
Yeah.
And the Olympics. I think that's how you do it. You get 3 for a win.
I think I'm being sold a little bit more on that.
Yep. I think 3-2-1. I'm starting to warm up to it. Let's go back to our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Gary, you're up next.
Yeah, I just got done talking to you guys. But so the 3-point system, right now the Preds would have 99 points because they have won 10 games in either overtime or shootout.
Correct.
And they've only lost the 2. So they would have, and with what do they have, 19 regular just overtime or regular.
Yeah, so they would have only 19 3-point wins. So they have a lot of 2-point wins if you have
20. Yeah, 10. They have 10 2-point wins, yeah. And then they'd have 2 where they get that loser.
So what would their points be right now? They have 60. What would it be in that system?
So you have 19 times 3.
99.
No, it wouldn't be. Huh?
10 times 2, and then 1-pointers.
57 points for the normal regulation wins.
Okay.
20 points for overtime shootout wins.
77.
And then 2 points for overtime losses.
79.
Overtime.
Yes.
I'm sorry, 79.
79. Yeah. 79. No, 99 sounded way too high. 79.
Yeah.
Okay,
sorry,
instead
79.
Of 60, they would have 79. Okay, so let's do Dallas.
Dallas would 70. Be 16 times 3.
48.
48, yep.
Yeah.
Then they would have
5. They have
five wins that were
wins.
Worth 2 points.
So that's yeah. 10, yeah. Right? So 58.
And then they would
have
14 1-pointers. Yeah.
58 and 14 is what, 72?
Yeah.
Yep. So 79 to 72. Okay.
So we're not talking about something that would radically change it, but there would be a change and be more of a reward for winning in regulation.
So instead of a 4-point lead, they would have, what did we just say, 79 to 72? Is that right? So
yeah.
Instead
yeah.
of a 4-point lead, a 7-point lead. Okay.
But it would give the opportunity for somebody to rip off, if they ripped off, let's say Dallas, they got 3 games left. If they rip off 3 straight regulation wins, you know, that'd be some drama, right?
Sure.
You could get more points.
Yep.
And yeah. So,
right.
I mean,
and right now, Dallas still isn't that far behind. If they win that game, if they win 2 games, you know, that's 6 points. They're only 7 points behind, but there's still just that little bit of difference, and it pushes you to try to get the full 3 points instead of, you know, just kind of turtling at the end of the game and saying,
that's true. Because
there
you
is
do
the push
see,
factor.
You
I like
do
that, Gary.
See,
that is a good point.
That's a great point, because you do see in the
Thanks
final
the
couple minutes of a game that's tied, in the regular season especially, hey, let's make sure we
let's
do not
the, yes.
goof this up and give up the point. Let's take our chances. Right, there is a point where
it
both teams
creates a little
play
bit
that way.
More urgency, right?
Right.
I like
so
that.
you and, have and, both teams incentivized to say, you know, we got to go for it. We
sign
need 3.
Me up. I think I've been sold. I think I'm not,
you know
now. I'm hot. I'm more than just warmed up. Now I'm kind of hot. I'm kind of really really going the other side now. I kind of like the 3-2.
This doesn't happen very often on the show. Usually,
no,
Darren sticks
know.
To his guns.
I know.
Very
I
know. Stubborn.
He's been swayed, and I think I have too, because you should have more of an incentive for winning in regulation, and because of that, because of the push factor, what was just brought up, I think that actually could reduce, you know, the number of games going into OT, potentially.
Possibly. You know, one Gary phone call was good. Let's see if we got another Gary phone call that's good on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What's up?
Hey, you know, the previous Gary – he's obviously a genius. His running the points made sense, and it makes sense on a micro level. But to really see what it does, somebody needs to put a pencil to paper and see what it does for the whole standings as it is right now.
Yeah, that's what I would love to know, Gary. Can you do that for us right now? Call us back.
No.
Okay. That was an honest answer. I wanted to I want to see that too, Gary. That will get me fully on board one way or the other. Like, I'm almost there, but let me see what all the standings would look like right now under that system. And I would tell
you if
I'm signing
up or not.
Well,
it would just take you a few minutes to tally it, because we just did it for Nashville and Dallas.
But that was for two teams, but we'd have to figure out how many times they win, and we just happen to know
this
that.
This has been done before. If you Google articles that they have had, they've taken a season in the past and say this is what it would have been had they had 3-2-1. So they have proposed this before. They just haven't bit the bullet and changed it. Because I think you're going to get a lot more for that proposed system, 3-2-1, as opposed to just wins and losses straight
up. All
for
nothing.
Right, all and nothing.
Probably. Gary, if you change your
mind. Go Preds.
Yeah, if you change your mind, call us back with the results.
Okay.
I love the participation on this, because you can tell. I mean, you can tell that there's a lot of passion behind this with fans. I mean, we've gotten some texts talking about it, and you know, whether it's the NFL or the NHL or soccer or whatever, just I think a lot of people look at this, you know, whether you're sitting with your buddies talking or here on a sports radio show of, you know, is there a better way to do it with, you know, pro sports of, you know, getting rid of ties or going into overtime, settling a game, like knowing that, you know, you don't want it to go forever and ever and ever. Now, if it's playoffs, hell yeah, go until there's a winner. Just play it out. Like that's playoffs. I get that. But I think putting more emphasis on a regulation win could help a lot of different things.
Man, I need to know. I need to know what it looks like. I need to see what this – like we did one example, and one example was the difference between 4 points and 7 points, not that big of a deal. So 3-point difference in the current standings. But I guarantee you it's not all going to look like that. Like there's going to be some pretty significant gaps because of that, and I just want to see what it looks like before I fully commit. Before I sign off on this system, I need to see what the standings would look like. Willie, why don't you sign off by well, you're not signing off, but why don't you tell us about the good folks at Lee Company?
I am not signing off as of yet, but I am on call because Aaron Donick, very similar to Darius Garland, having a meniscus surgery today on her knee, so I am awaiting the call to go for the pickup. She is in surgery as we speak. But she will not, like Darius, be moving on to the Cleveland Cavaliers, at least not to my knowledge. But I will tell you about Lee Company, 615-567-1000. That is the phone number that I want you to remember. Lee Company, we're talking hockey right now. They are a big sponsor of the Nashville Predators coverage you hear on this radio station, 102.5 The Game. They're proud of it. Also, they're a big sponsor downtown. Last two games against the Carolina Hurricanes, playoffs on the line, they're a big sponsor down there. You'll see their display if you can get down to Smashville. By the way, there are tickets available. Hopefully, you'll take them up on that invitation to go down there and check out one of these last couple of home games. It's going to be exciting, and hopefully it will not be. It is only the precursor to what's going to be some really exciting postseason hockey. But Lee Company also offers all these great services for your home. I talk about the home maintenance plan a lot, but let's just keep it to air conditioning today. Nice and cool today. You don't need to run the air conditioner, but in time you will. So if you haven't had it checked in a while, this is a great opportunity, because somebody really quickly will get out to your home for Lee Company. They'll check your air conditioning, make sure it's efficient. They'll make some recommendations. They'll say, hey, you're fine. You don't need anything. Or, listen, you need to look at this. In time, you're going to need it fixed. They'll make those recommendations. You can get it fixed. And, of course, if you're in trouble and it goes on the fritz for you, they'll be out there quickly to get it done for you. Lee Company, 615-567-1000 or leecompany.com. Let their decades of expertise go to work for you.
We brought up Nashville SC. Don't forget to join 102.5 The Game tomorrow from 10 to noon for the Nashville SC pre-match party outside the Hard Rock Cafe downtown. Party before the match on Broadway. Get some game swag, plus register to win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Nashville SC home game. Then head on over to Nissan Stadium. They've got a 12:30 match tomorrow. Get your tickets now. Nashville SC, NashvilleSC.com. Tune into the game on ESPN 94.9. The pregame show will begin at 12:15. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, and Chase McCabe with you here on this gorgeous Friday afternoon. Some good suggestions on overtime. Oh, yeah. Sparked quite the conversation. And I really didn't think that I could be swayed that way, but I'm starting to lean a lot more toward the 3-2-1.
So
like, let's just be honest. You can't usually be swayed. Is that a fair statement, Chase? Darren is not often swayed.
I know he is not. He is not.
Really? I can't believe this is a breakthrough day on Friday.
No, this is big.
We have sway.
You are a stick to your guns kind of guy, which I respect, but I mean, there are times where it's like no matter what you're going to stand, and somebody has. You're getting swayed. So.
Now, remember, I said when I answered it, it wasn't with full conviction. I didn't love it,
sure.
But I answered one way because, you know, I wasn't completely on board of, yes, this is the way. It was like, okay, I'm picking this side, but I don't know if reluctantly is the right word. Probably not, but I'm entering with caution, and then we've had some really good calls, and I'm starting to feel it the other way. I still would like to see the final exam. I would like to see what the standings would look like right now today in the league with that system and see if it's a big deal or not a big deal. And if it's just a little bit of movement here and there, I think I'm all in. I'm ready to sign off. I'm ready to endorse 3-2-1.
We have a few texts that I want to read. So an unnamed texter says,
"Oh, okay.
I know
that can't be their name. Your name cannot be unnamed. It can't
I know.
Be.
I wish there was.
It's
a
like
name.
The unknown soldier. We have the unnamed texter.
Currently, two teams that are close in the standings near the end of the season will be playing not to lose in regulation if they were tied. If the rule is 3 points for regulation, then both of those teams will be gunning hard for the extra point." It would change the dynamic of late season games.
We kind of have already had that phone call.
Yep.
Does everybody agree with that?
I think it would.
Do we think that could change and make a stronger push for teams to try to win in regulation? There wouldn't be that, okay, we're fine. We're fine going into OT. At least we know we have a point, right? Does that maybe change things? Now, wait a minute. We could get three here.
Right.
Big difference. I mean, I don't know. I think I do think there is some validity to that. I think there would be teams that absolutely would change their mindset depending on the situation, depending on the time of year. And you may see teams going for that regulation win more than other times.
Nate says he's trying to quickly do the calculations and hopefully he has it out.
Come on, Nate.
Today.
Stop. Don't text us anymore. Just do the standings. Don't text us until you know the results.
We ain't got all day.
Right. That's true. We don't.
We've got 25 minutes, man.
We don't. We can't take the extra. We can't take overtime, unfortunately. Ryan texts us.
I was going to say I was.
You
going.
You want to read it?
I was going to say I was going to my text line.
Yeah,
which is still sponsored and driven by Wilson.
Is that Wiley from the east side?
No.
Has he ever texted you on that line before?
Yeah.
No. This
yeah,
is.
I like yeah. Wiley's text.
This is Randy from Bucksnort.
Do we have that call? Do we have that hot button key?
I don't know if it's on a hot button. I may have it. Elijah, I don't know. I don't
Please
think Elijah
tell me
was
we
producing
still have that.
I'll have to look for that one. I was in the building for that. I was not on the board,
okay.
But I was in the room for Randy for Randy from Bucksnort.
Randy from Bucksnort. Yes. Wasn't Randy driving to Cincinnati?
No, Randy was driving to Dallas.
Was driving to Dallas. Okay. Yeah. I knew Randy was driving. By the way, can we get a little Floyd just to lighten the mood? Can we get a little Floyd here, Elijah?
Pink Floyd?
No.
Floyd Reese.
Floyd Reese.
See, Elijah missed the show yesterday.
See, that was Max.
That's right. That was Max.
Now, there's more on there that you'll have to.
Don't talk over Floyd. Floyd, what? Sorry, Chase interrupted you. Get the bottle of the jar of Vicks. Can you give us that one?
Elijah's going to just start pushing buttons. He doesn't know.
Are they not labeled?
Let's see what this one says.
I don't remember what they're labeled.
I don't know if there's a Floyd specific one on here. There's his laugh. But
I'm about to use the power of technology, and I'm going to help you.
Read
the text.
Okay.
While we do that.
Okay, so you want me to read this first?
Yes.
Okay.
From the hot text line. Darren's text
this
line.
This is from Randy from Bucksnort on my text line. Back when I didn't have a life and hosted my own hockey website, I posted a weekly status update of what the 3-2-1 point system would look like in the NHL. It tended to separate the better teams even more from the pack. Love the idea. That's what my fear was. My fear was having a even larger gap that then creates no drama, and you have good teams just pulling away, and it becomes the Matt Kenseth and NASCAR effect, which forced them to change the rule.
But don't you want the best teams to pull away? Why not? Why wouldn't you want the best teams in the playoffs?
Well, it doesn't mean they're going to get in the playoffs no matter what system it is. But it's talking about creating no drama for a second. You know, don't forget, it's not just getting in the playoffs. It could be for a particular seed. And what if there's no drama for seeds either? Then, oh, by the way, we haven't talked about this. Well, then what happens then if teams are coasting and pulling away? Then how do they treat the end of the year? Are they just sitting star after star after star? And then you get the fans going, wait a minute, we paid all this good money and we're not even get to see any, you know, what, this guy's not playing, this guy's not playing, that guy's not playing. Do they start laying back, not playing people at the end for a good while? I mean,
does
that happen?
They've earned the right to decide.
Yeah, but you know that's a real thing in sports. Look, the NBA, it has really forced them to crack down on it because people were ticked, rightfully so.
I don't buy it, though. Don't
buy what?
I don't buy the fact that I want my best teams to be rewarded for being dominant.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, though, what if that starts happening, though, because it probably would.
Then that's good. That means my best teams are going to be in the playoffs.
Well, it's not good if you paid $125 for your ticket and three superstars aren't playing.
I found all my drops. Sorry.
Including this one.
You don't know Nate Davis from a jar of Vicks.
Thank you, Floyd.
I think you've earned it. I think if you're that good, you earn it.
It's not about earning it, Willie. It's about
right now,
also keeping your fan base and people that pay good money happy. And you know that just happened in the NBA. It created quite the stink.
That's a different thing, though. The load management thing is a different thing. They didn't used to do that.
It happened to you, both of you. You went to Dallas and you went to a Golden State game, and they decided to sit the superstars that night. And you guys felt ripped.
No, it was Steph. Yeah. Steph, he had like a shoulder or something, but probably could have played. But yeah, I miss Steph Curry.
Well, I thought didn't one of you go to a game maybe on the road and they?
It was that game, yeah. Willie
yeah,
was there.
We both went, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was the one that I also had the courtside. No, it was just Steph. Clay played, but they lost. It was
they were
the
like
year
30
that,
and 1 or something
yeah,
like that.
It was the year that Golden State only lost 9 games or whatever, and that was one of them.
I just think that it even happens now, so it's not like it never happens now. Like, there's plenty of teams that have been clinched for a couple weeks, so they could rest guys. They should have the right to rest guys if you can be that good.
Who's clinched and is not playing for anything for a couple weeks? No one. They're still playing for seeds and home ice advantage. Nobody's been in cruise control. Give me a team that's been in cruise control for weeks, has nothing to play for. That team doesn't exist. I mean, the closest one is maybe Toronto? Maybe?
No.
I mean, they've got a pretty good gap between them and the three below them in the north. But other than that, everybody still had something to play for. That's what I'm afraid of, is what if you get those huge gaps where somebody's
really
got a 12-point lead?
Because just as easily as you can build a gap, you could close the gap. We just got done saying that if you could have 3-point wins for regulation, a team could come back if they get hot and string together four straight regulation wins. you could come back and close the gap just as easily as you could build the gap. So I don't know if it changes much.
Has it ever been close? Have they ever come close to really, I mean, like serious talks about 3-2-1?
I don't think so.
I want to say that they have, but I don't know about serious. I don't know if I would put the word serious in there. I think they have considered it.
Right. Considering it and serious are two different things. So they're not even really close to this.
No, I don't think so. No.
I'm surprised. I wonder why there isn't a more serious consideration. I mean, it's not like it hasn't been an issue. It's not like people haven't brought this up.
No, I think people, by and large, think it's, for the most part, fair.
Okay. And maybe the RWs now, it brings it even a little bit closer.
Well, yeah, for a tiebreaker. That. Yeah, that's
for a tiebreaker. But that's just for
that's a pretty recent purposes. Change, going from the row to the RW as the first tiebreaker.
You say such dumb things.
Those Floyd drops are never going to get old. All right, I want to talk to you about my friends over at Cool Springs MD. And you know I've been going there for years because they've been helping me improve my quality of life. I hope you want that like I do. I'm a lot healthier and happier because of it, and you can be the same. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge is the board-certified physician over there. His wife Daphne is the registered nurse, and they have a very experienced staff that can help you in a variety of things. They house a lot of things under one roof. It's a state-of-the-art facility there in Cool Springs at 1642 Westgate Circle. And maybe you've tacked on some unwanted pounds. Who hasn't done that as an adult? And maybe that has happened to you recently. You can talk to them about programs and products, and they've got people that can get you going back in the right direction. Rejuvenation, your age or your appearance should always be important, and as we age, it gets tougher, right? Things start happening. Well, you can sit down and discuss them about PRP, hair removal, Botox. They've got a lot of avenues or a lot of things under that category that can help you. Also, hormone therapy. Maybe you've been feeling off lately. You haven't had any drive or any energy, and you just know something's not right, but you can't figure out why. Or you've been dealing with some mood swings. Well, get your levels checked, because that can absolutely affect you. Maybe it's they've dipped, or maybe they've dipped to an all-time low. That can affect you in all of those areas. You can sit down and discuss them with them about BHRT, testosterone, estrogen. You get the drift. They do a lot of things there. They can help you. If you need to schedule an appointment or a consultation, dial this number, 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always go to their website and learn everything about them. It's CoolSpringsMD.com. When you hear Dave, you know what that means. You can hear him in September.
Yeah.
You know, in Franklin? You can hear this. But you don't have to go home when you hear this. I mean, we're close. You know, you're not going to be rounding third and coming home when you hear that. But we did give it. By the way, great participation today on You Just Made the List. Great participation. That's going to be, I'm not sure who Elijah awarded that to, but that was tough. Tough competition on who to give that really good prize to. So thanks for everybody who called in, and hope you feel a little bit better for calling in and getting whatever you put out there off your chest. By the way, this season you can catch all the action of the Nashville Sounds. Remember, their baseball season began in Toledo this week. You can hear them on ESPN 94.9. That's presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans and 312 Pizza. Tonight, the Sounds, again, against the Toledo Mud Hens. They were rained out last night. Pre-game starts at 5:50. First pitch will be at 6:05. Saturday, again, against the Mudhounds. Pre-game at 3:50. First pitch at 4:05. And, again, they will play in Toledo on Sunday. Remember, they also got good news about attendance at First Horizon Park. Nashville SC has gotten really good news about attendance at Nissan Stadium. So, this month, Things are really going to open up. Of course, Bridgestone Arena was kind of the first to put that out there. Things have loosened up in Metro Nashville.
Well, that was the city, yeah.
Right, I know, it's the city. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And so they were the first because they were currently playing at the time. And so it's starting to spread around to everybody. Also, believe that's the case with the June Cup race, is it not? Are they sticking with just the 40,000, or has that been increased?
I have actually not seen anything new on that. So, on what they've gone, I mean, 40,000 is capacity with the the added seats, because I think that place actually holds like 25 with the regular grandstand. So
it does.
So, I think that that's what they're going with, which is about right. Probably where it needs to be. So, yeah, I have not seen anything different with that. I know a lot of NASCAR races are going full capacity, though. So, that's come out. Like Pocono, they're doing their doubleheader weekend.
Really? Okay.
They're going to have it. Yeah.
Good deal.
Speaking of NASCAR, quick plug. Going to talk to Jerry Caldwell, who's the GM of the Bristol Motor Speedway, about the latest with Nashville. And driver Kevin Harvick at 9 o'clock tomorrow on Chasing Checkers.
All right, check that out. You want to get our best shots of the week?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Talking to Jason York.
Saros has been so good. It looks like he's grabbed the reins. He's kind of put the team on his back. And I knew things were bad because up here in Canada, we get all the rumors. And when I heard Ekholm was on the trading block, I couldn't believe it, because to me, I still think he's one of the top defensemen in the league, and I know he had that great assist on the winner the other night. Like, to me, he's a guy that when I think of the Nashville Predators, I think about him. I think about that blue line. You know, they're just built so well from the back end out, and they gotta get out and win those grindy type games because they don't score a lot.
John McGonigal is on the line with us with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Yeah, so from my end, I got a tip by a source yesterday morning, and then a colleague actually kind of hit me up a few minutes later and said, "Hey, look, here's the court doc. You take a look at this, basically." And then so I took a look at that, and then I basically, ended up looking up the court document myself, and then called the Pittsburgh court to obtain the criminal complaint. And that's where all this information comes from. So the report I had out yesterday, none of it is like from anonymous sources or anything like that. It's all just based on what was said or written in the criminal complaint from the incident on April 18th.
Talking to Yogi Roth, he is with the Pac-12 Network.
I've known Elijah again since he was a kid. I worked the camp called the Elite 11 in the opening with Nike, and it's a high school elite camp basically every summer, and you see the best guys in the country. And not only did you see Elijah, but you saw his dad, Alex, because he was training everybody around speed training. And so you knew the name, and then you got to know the acumen, and you saw the humility. And that's what stood out to me. This was a legacy player who everybody thought was going to Oregon. That's where his dad went. And he said, you know what, I'm going to go build my own. I'm going to go to Washington. And he fell in love with the current head coach, Jimmy Lake, and the former head coach, Chris Peterson, and how they were building it.
A.J. Blazek is on the line with us.
Well, you know, I was there 2 years with him. And between Connor Riley, who's at K-State now, and myself, and getting time to spend with Dylan, you know, the last 2 years of his career was a lot of fun. You know, he was a guy that was pretty polished, wanted to really master his game. And so the stuff he worked on and the stuff that he was kind of, you know, obsessed with the last year and a half were kind of polishing things off. He was an established player, and so he got a chance really to keep improving. And, you know, he's excited as heck to get down here. But the last probably 3 months, 2 months since their workouts, it's just been, Coach, I can't wait to get a playbook. I want to know what I'm going to be doing. And, you know, he had studied Taylor a little bit through his time. And so, you know, he had his run the ball hats and knows the boys traditional probably better than I do, no doubt.
Say hello to John Clayton.
Not off season, though. I think it's going to be more during the season, because you go back to Carson Palmer, they didn't move him to the middle of October. And so what happened was that the Raiders lose their starting quarterback, and now they have an opening. But when you look at it right now, you only have really two teams that would be in the mix to do something, because obviously, you know, we can talk about Bill Barnwell saying that Tennessee would be in the mix, but they do have Ryan Tannehill, and can they take the cap hit to be able to move that and then be able to take the draft choice hit. But I think it's Denver and Washington. More likely Denver, because with the no-trade clause he has in his contract, you know, he probably wants to pick the team he goes to. I know his fiance is in Boulder, Colorado. So I think in the end, if it's going to be a trade, it'll be a trade in October.
I believe that John, like if John Robinson came on this show today and we asked him point blank, are you interested in Aaron Rodgers? And he gave the answer of, I like our football team. This is the guys that are here. That's what we're worried about. You know, we're worried about this football team. I believe that's the same answer he'd give behind the scenes too. I truly do. You can disagree.
But that's a non-answer. What you gave gives him some wiggle room. The answer. That's the smart media answer that gives you wiggle room to do either
one. Okay,
saying what if he came out and said, no, Ryan Tannehill's my guy. He's right. Our quarterback.
And so you don't believe
you don't believe there's been any discussion whatsoever privately?
No, I don't.
I obviously none of us know, but I think it's general manager malpractice not to have a conversation.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Good stuff.
That was good. Good work.
Love our best shots of the week.
Good stuff.
I have mine ready for after the show. There you go.
Ah, there you go. Yeah.
Not wild turkey, is it?
It's not wild turkey.
Oh, boy.
Oof.
I need to get a margarita ready for a listener, you know?
Yeah, for Mike.
Mike. I got
fun
margarita.
Fun fact about Mike that calls in. He went to MTSU when the same time I was there. The first time that I cracked a microphone as a host, he was a part of that show.
Really?
Yeah, on the on WMTS, the student-run station.
All right, cool. So, that's the first time I think you've ever revealed that.
I think it is, yeah.
Did you see the situation in Buffalo with their general manager? The league has now weighed in, which, boy, who could have seen that coming? Brandon Bean, who is the GM of the Bills, he did an interview this week. I think it was called One Bills Live. It was on Wednesday. And he was presented with basically a scenario of, you know, what if a player is not going to be vaccinated? And would you rather cut him, an unvaccinated player, to return to normalcy? And he was like, you know, basically said, yeah.
Ooh.
And the league was like, the league has reached out today. According to Dan Graziano, who's sourced this all out, the league has reached out to the Bills front office and in particular Brandon Bean and said, yeah, we're going to need you not to say publicly you would ever do that. We're gonna let you know
that we
do not endorse you releasing a player solely due to his vaccination status. So, yeah, we're going to need you to take your stapler and move your office down to the basement, if you don't mind.
Poor form.
Yeah, not good. That will do it. Good week of shows.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Week. Good way to end it. Everybody enjoy your weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Happy Mom's Day.
You deserve everything you get on Sunday. Hope you have a wonderful day. Have a great weekend. Continue to be safe. We will talk to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Cheers.